Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing on the chapter of Zakat, the different virtues, the different warnings. Yesterday we started the long hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wherein Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned about a person that gathers gold and he gathers silver. What will happen? This will be made into slates of fire on the day of Qiyamah. And then this person now will be branded with the same thing that he saved and he stored and he hoarded. Now this will be a means of punishment for him. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he went on to mention about a person that has camels and he does not give the zakat on his camels. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was asked about a person that has cattle and sheep. And if he doesn't give his zakat on the cattle and sheep, then what is the consequences? And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam explained how that person will be thrown on his face. And then those same animals, every one of them will be the biggest they've ever been. And not one will be missing from there. They will line up and they will trample upon this person and they'll bite this person. The same animal that he took pride in, the same animal that he thought he, by hoarding and not giving his zakat, discharging his zakat on those animals, now the same animal will be a means of harm to the person on the day of Qiyamah. So continuing with the same hadith, قِيلَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهُ وَسَلَّمْ فَالْخَيْلِ. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was then asked about horses. Qala al-khayl thalathatun. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that horses are of three types. Hiya li rajulin wizrun. The first type is a means of a burden to a person. The same horses that he's keeping. The first category is that category where it will be a burden to a person. Wa hiya li rajulin sitrun. And the next category is that same horses that he's keeping will be a means of protection for the person. And then the third category, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, the third category is وَهِيَ لِرَجُلٍ أَجْرٌ. That is where those horses will be a means of reward for the person. فَأَمَّا الَّتِي هِيَ لَهُ وِزْرٌ رَجُلٌ رَبَطَهَا رِيَاءً وَفَخْرًا وَنِوَاءً عَلَىٰ أَهْلِ الْإِسْلَامِ. Where it is a burden for a person, is where a person is keeping his horses for pride, for show, ostentation. He wants to show off. He's not keeping it for any special use, but he's keeping his horses as pride, to show off, to boast. Look at what horses I am using. In those days, that was the means of transport. It was a means of helping a person, taking a person, assisting others. This man is only keeping it as a show, as a showpiece. So here Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is explaining, this will be a burden for him. فَهِيَ لَهُ وِزْرٌ. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he goes on. Now here we can also, in our minds, we can also make an analogy or an understanding that if a person has to do the same today with cars, he needs a car, he got a car, but he just got a showpiece there. And that also will be a burden for a person on the day of Qiyamah. Why? It's no use. He's just taking it to show off to people that this is the car he got, and this is what vehicle I own. And he packs it off only to take it out at certain occasion to show the people and for pride. A person should think about a hadith like this. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, day after, explains that which horse, وَأَمَّا الَّذِي هِيَ لَهُ سِتْرٌ, which type of horses will be for a person a protection. وَرَجُلٌ رَبَّطَهَا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. That person who keeps a horse for the part of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. ثُمَّ لَمْ يَنْسَى حَقَّ اللَّهِ فِي ظُهُورِهَا وَلَا رِقَابِهَا. This person doesn't forget the rights of that horse as far as its back is concerned and as far as its neck is concerned. Ulama explained the rights of the back is concerned is the person uses it when it needs to be used in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. People are assisted, person goes out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, etc. And as far as the next is concerned, this person doesn't forget the zakat that is due on the horses. We know that where horses are kept as trading stock, where horses are kept for selling, then at the same time, like how a person calculates zakat on his stock, he should also calculate zakat upon his horses. وَأَمَّا الَّتِي هِيَ لَهُ أَجْرٌ. And now the third category, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is explaining, this category where these horses will be a means of reward for a person. Here this shows the clemency of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you're keeping this animal, but your niyat is something else, look at the reward Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you. Your niyat is good. See what reward Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explains, as far as those horses which are for a person's reward, for رَجُلٌ رَبَطَهَا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ لِأَهْلِ الْإِسْلَامِ. A person keeps those horses in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the welfare of the people, for the general benefit of the people. This person keeps his horses فِي مَرَجٍ. He keeps it in a meadow, or رَوْضَةٍ, or in a pasture. فلما أكلت من ذلك المرج أو الروضة من شيء إلا كتب له عدد ما أكلت حسنات. النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم explains that when this person now kept it in that meadow or he kept it in pasture, every single amount, every single thing that the boss ate, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving this person the amount of reward of what this animal has eaten. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam goes on to say, وَكُتِبَ لَهُ عَدَدَ أَرْوَاتِهَا وَأَبْوَالِهَا حَسَنَاتٍ, that all the dung that this animal passes, all the urine that it passes, even that is recorded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah Pak is rewarding this person for that. Even that dropping, what we consider as dirty, even that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is recording, and is rewarding this person because he kept that animal with the right niyat. وَلَا تَقْطَعُ طِوَالَهَا فَاسْتَنَّتْ شَرَفًا أَوْ شَرَفَيْنِ إِلَّا كَتَبَ اللَّهُ لَهُ عَدَدَ آثَارِهَا وَأَرْوَاثِهَا حَسَنَاتٍ. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam goes on further to say that this, it had to break away from its rope. And now it climbs upon one hill or two hills. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying that whatever footsteps this animal takes, even the footsteps for that, he didn't intend that animal ran away on its own. But even the footstep of that horse is now, this person is getting rewarded. Why? His niyat was right. So he's getting rewarded even when the thing broke away and climbed upon one hill or two hills. This person is getting reward for every step of that animal. وَرْوَاتِهَا حَسَنَاتِ, all the droppings of that animal, this person is getting rewarded. وَلَا مَرَّ بِهَا صَاحِبُهَا عَلَى نَهْرٍ, this person now is going with that animal and he doesn't pass by any river. فَشَرِبَتْ مِنْهُ, this animal is drinking from that river. وَلَا يُرِيدُ أَن يَسْقِيَهَا إِلَّا كَتَبُ اللَّهُ لَهُ عَدَدَ مَا شَرِبَتْ حَسَنَاتٍ, he didn't intend for that animal to drink. He was going, one is he took that animal, this animal took, drank water from the river that they were passing. He didn't have niyat that I must give this animal water. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying that he's getting rewarded for even the water that animal is drinking, even though this person didn't intend for that animal to drink that water. قِيلَ, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then was asked, Ya Rasulullah, فالحق فالحمر, what about donkeys? قال ما أنزل علي في الحمر شيء إلا هذه الآية الفازة الجامعة فمن يعمل مثقال ذرة خيرا يره ومن يعمل مثقال ذرة شرا يره. متفق عليه. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was then asked about donkeys, and this is part of the greater plan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The beauty of the deen of Islam is that people don't get despondent. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was then asked about donkeys. First he spoke about gold and silver, then he spoke about camels, and then he mentioned about cattle and sheep, and then he mentioned about horses, and now he was asked about donkeys. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that no wahi has come down to me as far as donkeys are concerned, except the very comprehensive verse that covers everything. He who does an atom's worth of good, he shall see it, and he who does an atom's worth of evil, see it. Such a beautiful, comprehensive verse Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned. So it gives us hope also, if a person has to use his vehicle to help people, he has to keep his vehicle with this niyat that I'll use my car also for my personal needs. At the same time, I'll use it for the welfare of the believers, I'll use it for the welfare of the people, I'll use it for some deeni cause. And that person is also getting rewarded. Ulama explained, the person is getting rewarded even for his vehicle. Why? His niyat was a broad niyat. Such a beautiful thing Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying. He gives us a general principle. So a person thinks to himself that anything I got, فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ, even if it's the equal of an atom's weight, if I use it and I do good with it, Allah Pak will show me the benefit of it on the day of Qiyamah. And on the other hand, if I've got something and I use it for evil, I do wrong with it, even if that evil that I do and I perpetrate may be the extent of an atom, size of an atom, on the day of Qiyamah, I'll see the evil of that. May Allah Pak save us. Such a beautiful hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One side showing us the warning for not giving the zakat, and the other side is showing us the beauty and the clemency and the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that he just wants to give and give and give. Even the urine and the droppings of that animal also, Allah Pak is rewarding. The food that he's eating, the water that he's drinking, what he didn't intend also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is rewarding the person because the niyat was right. He teaches us and shows us how important our niyat must be. If ulama explain is, when a person is driving his car, he sees a person that is walking, perhaps going to the masjid. Now this person should stop and use his car and call the person in. He shouldn't feel, oh, how can I give this person a lift? Allah Pak has blessed him with that vehicle. He kept it with that niyat that I can use it one day to help people, to be of service to people. So now every turn, ulama explain, that every turn of that wheel, this person is getting rewarded. His niyat was right. Didn't just keep that car as a showpiece. He kept it with a niyat so people can benefit. May Allah forgive us the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun al mursaleen. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.